This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Communist Party decides 7-year waiting period in case of a naturalized citizenship. Gandaki State reports 58 new cases of coronavirus today. And Brazil becomes second country to hit 1 million coronavirus cases. Now the news in detail. The Standing Committee of the Nepal Communist Party today decided to forward the Citizenship Amendment Bill having a provision of 7-year waiting period for the naturalized citizenship to the foreign woman marrying a Nepali man. The Standing Committee meeting was held at Prime Minister's residence Balwatar this morning. The Nepal Communist Party made its view clear at the time when the State Affairs Committee could not forge consensus on despite discussion for long. The opposition parties have been saying that such long time could not be held by State Affairs Committee on it. According to Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Naren Kaji Shrestha, the meeting also decided that the respective person willing to take naturalized citizenship must have begun process to give up the citizenship of foreign country. 58 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Gandaki State today. According to State Health Directorate, of them, 25 are from Tanahu, 16 from Nawalpur, 8 from Baglung, 5 from Gorkha, 2 from Kaski and 1 each from Magdi and Sangjar districts. The new cases were confirmed following tests in Kathmandu, Chitwan and Pokhara. According to Director of the Directorates, Dr. Binod Bindu Sarma, all of them were staying in different quarantines from returning from neighbouring country, India. They are now being taken to isolation centres in their districts. With this, the total number of infected has reached 438 in the state. The Parbat Baglung Road along the Meat Hill Highway has been obstructed by a landslide. The road remains closed for traffic since this morning after a landslide in Sasadhara in Ward No. 1 of Kusma Municipality. As a result, the road remains blocked from Kusma to Baglung as well as from Beni to Mustang. Police Inspector at the District Police Office, Buddhi Suvedi, said efforts are being made using an excavator to clear the debris and resume traffic. However, continuous rainfall is making the work difficult. Likewise, the landslide has also caused damage to the Kusma Baglung 33 kV transmission line. As a result, power supply to Baglung and Magdi district has been affected. The Nepal Electricity Office said efforts are being made to repair the damage and resume power transmission. The government has requested people to not to venture out of their homes unnecessarily. The COVID-19 Crisis Management Center has requested people to mandatorily wear a mask while going out and maintain physical distancing. The meeting of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center yesterday decided to make quarantines more systematic, authorize the state governments to monitor them and follow the national testing guidelines to ensure testing within 2 weeks of those in the quarantines. Likewise, a was taken to direct the Minister of Labour, Employment and Social Security to develop guidelines to bring back the Nepalese who are unable to return in their own expenses. The Ministry has also been given the responsibility of managing the mortal remains of Nepalese brought from abroad. The Health Ministry has been urged to make necessary arrangements for health examination and treatment of the groups facing health risks due to coronavirus infection, including women, children, senior citizens and people with disabilities. The Godavari municipality of Kailali had decided to tighten the lockdown as the number of coronavirus cases are increasing. The Godavari municipality has issued a notice urging to close all trades and businesses in the city. Deputy Mayor Ratna Kadaya said that strict measures have been taken to prevent further risks in the areas. Currently, one person has died in the municipality and 8 others are infected. Daryal Dudar district headquarters has been sealed off for an indefinite period after the rate of coronavirus infection continued to rise. According to Corona Security Committee Daryal Dudar, the decision came into effect from 3 p.m. yesterday. The Daryal Dudar headquarters will remain sealed off until further notice, said Chief of Daryal Dudar District Police Office Dadiram Nyopane. As a result, all the markets, trade and business have been shut down. Assistant CDO Ganesh Tata Uza said all services except essential service will be shut down. A total of 128 people have already been confirmed positive for coronavirus in Daryal Dudar. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. Brazil has become the second country in the world to confirm more than 1 million cases of COVID-19 as the disease continues to spread. The health ministry also posted a record number of new cases in the past 24 hours, more than 54,000. In addition, there were more than 1,200 deaths for the fourth consecutive day, taking the total to nearly 49,000. A lack of testing suggests the true figures are higher, and experts say the outbreak is weeks away from its peak. The new figure was revealed hours after the World Health Organization warned that the coronavirus pandemic was entering a new and dangerous phase, with its Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus warning that cases were rising at the same time as people are growing wary of lockdowns and governments are seeking to restart their economies. India registered 14,560 new COVID-19 infections for the first in a single day, taking the total confirmed cases over 3.9 lakh, according to the latest data of the Health Ministry. The total number of COVID-19 recoveries in India was more than the active cases today, after 213,000 patients were cured of their viral infection. The COVID-19 recovery rate across the nation climbed to 54.13%, while there are more than 168,000 active cases in the country. With 375 more deaths in the past 24 hours, the COVID-19 toll across the nation jumped to 12,948. According to Health Ministry, Mumbai, Delhi and Chennai account for more than half the total cases in the country today. They are among the 65 most critical COVID-19 affected districts. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party decides 7-year waiting period in case of naturalized citizenship. Gandaki State reports 58 new cases of coronavirus today, and Brazil becomes second country to hit 1 million coronavirus cases. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.